Our daf today is Mem Hey. We're going to start at the bottom of Mem Dalet Amabet, where the Gemara starts. Just, I'm going to mention at the beginning of class, there's not going to be any shiur tomorrow. I won't be able to teach. We're going to be back to learning on Sunday. So Mem Vav and Mem Zayin, you'll be on your own. Okay. Mike Amar, if you remember, the Mishnah started out and said, Egla Rufa Belashana Kodesh, Shneemar, Ki Yimatze Chalal Ba'adama, V'yatsuz Keinecha U'shoftecha. Right, and then it goes on, and we said that it didn't sound connected at all to the fact that it's Belashana Kodesh. So now they say, oh, wait, this is the way the Mishnah should really read. Maika Amar, Amar Rabbi Avahu, Hachi Kamar. Rabbi Avahu said, this is what it means. Shneemar, meaning, okay, it's actually strange they didn't say Chisura Machasra V'Hachi Katane. That's usually what they say here. It's missing words, and this is what it should have said. Shneemar v'anu v'amru. That's why, because it says by Egla Rufa v'anu v'amru, like we saw with the Leviim v'anu v'amru, and that's how we learned everything was Belashana Kodesh, or almost all of them. Ulahalan hu amir v'anu aleviim v'amru ma aniya ha'amura lahalam Belashana Kodesh. Just like the Leviim was Belashana Kodesh, af kam Belashana Kodesh v'seder Egla Rufa ketzad. And then these are the important words that are missing. And how does the Egla Rufa process go? And then it explains, Ki matzei chalal ba'adamav, yatzuz kenechu shoftecha, shloshami beitin agadol b'yushraim, hayu yotzim. Okay, and then it basically explained how the process works. Okay. Now, if you remember, there was this machloket about how many dayanim would go. Okay, so according to the Mishnah, it says, shloshami batei din agadol b'yushraim, hayu yotzim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, chamisha. Okay, so now we have a braita that talks about this machloket. Tana Rabbanan, v'yatzuz keinecha v'shoftecha. Keinecha shnayim, v'shoftecha shnayim, ve'ein beitin shakul, mosifin aleim od echad, harekan chamisha, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That we saw already in our Mishnah, the same thing. But now we're quoting a braita that says it, and you'll see why they're quoting the braita that says it, because after they're going to quote the opinion of Tana Kama in the name of Rabbi Shimon. So first we see, if you look at the chart, you're already going to see what's going to happen here, is this proof is going to basically fall, okay? This proof isn't going to work. So the first proof is what we saw in the Mishnah, which is Keinecha is plural. Shoftecha is plural. That means four. And then you're going to add one more because you can't ever have an even number of dayanim. Rabbi Shimon Omer is Keinecha Shnayim. We only count this Keinecha. Keinecha is two. Ve'im beitin shakum mosefin aleim od echad. Harei kan shlosha. So now the obvious question to Rabbi Shimon is going to be, Rabbi Shimon Nami, Hakti v'shavtecha. What do you do with the word v'shavtecha if you don't count two more people? So what's the word v'shavtecha doing there? Hahu mibayle l'miyuchadin shavishavtecha. You have to find the best of your shoftim. In other words, it's not just any stam random shoftim, you know, zakein. It has to be someone who's miyuchad. For Rabbi Yehuda, so where does Rabbi Yehuda learn this din of miyuchadim shavishavtecha? Miskenes kanecha nafka. Okay, what does that mean? It means it didn't say zikene, it said zikenecha. Remember, every time it says cha, like we saw before, chililo, it means it's very specific. Meaning it's not just any zikenim, it's the zikenim of the zikenim, right? I mean, that's not really right. They're saying it's not zikenes kanecha, that's not the word. The words are zikenecha, but they're saying it could have just said zikene. And because it says zikenecha, that's what you learn. So then, what does Rabbi Shimon say to that? Can't Rabbi Shimon learn it from there? And then he wouldn't need it from v'shoftecha. But Rabbi Shimon, I tried to organize, chart this out, how it works, okay? You can follow there if you want. Rabbi Shimon, ikatav rachmanez zkene, hava aminu afilu zikne ashuk. Zkenim would have meant just even zikne ashuk. Katav rachmanez zkenecha. So therefore, it says kenecha to say we're not talking about old people, right? Older people. We're talking about zkenim, like chachamim. Okay? V'i katav rachman is kenecha. Havaminu afilu sanedre ktana. But you would have thought it could be this kenim from a small beitin. In other words, it's a learned person, but someone who could be learned at the level of a regular beitin. Katav rachman b'shoftecha to teach you l'miyuchadin shebishoftecha. Okay, so zkenecha already comes to remove you from zkenei ashuk, like a regular old person who's not learned. But within the learned, there's still a higher level, which is the miyuchadim, and that's why it says shoftecha. Okay, so now Rabbi Yehuda. So now what about Rabbi Yehuda? Why can't he learn it from there? So Rabbi Yehuda gamar zkenei zkenei, mizkenei da. He has gzera shava. What's his gzera shava? that we learn it out from Zikne Eda. Ma lahala miyuchadin shebe'eda, avkan miyuchadin shebe'eda. So now the question is, right, where does he get miyuchadin shebe'shoftecha? So he gets it from the pasuk, okay, I put it here on your sheet, is missing a letter here, it should be v'samchu zikne ha'eda didehem arosh hapar. Oh, there's a whole bunch of words missing. I see the font messed it up. Okay. But what it really is this is the din of Par Halim Devar Shel Tzibur. Do you remember this? We learned about it. If the Sanhedrin teaches something wrong, then they have to bring a special korban of the Par Halim Devar Shel Tzibur. Arosh HaPar Lefnei Hashem. I think it's V'shachtu Et HaPar Lefnei Hashem. Okay? It's V'shachat Et HaPar Lefnei Hashem. Okay, so now, what do we learn from here? Right? That just like there, it's miyuchadin shebaida. Right? It's only if the Sanhedrin Gadol makes a mistake. It's not just anybody. Okay? If, you know, some small beit din makes a mistake, we don't bring a Par Halim Devar Shel Tzibur. It's only the Sanhedrin Gadolah. So what do we say? There it says zikne, and here it says kenecha, right? But kenecha is made up of zikne. So we can make a gzera shava and learn the din from there. So now they say, well, if that's the case, igamar legamar lekula milta mehatam. So then you don't need any of these drashot. You could learn the entire thing from there. Okay? So therefore, it's kenecha v'shoftecha lamali. So what do they answer? Elavav v'shoftecha leminyana. Therefore, what do we learn here? It's the vav of v'shoftecha that comes to tell you how many people there are. The vav adds an extra two people, and the zekenecha. The word shoftecha teaches you miyuchadin shebishoftecha. In other words, in the end, what they're saying is he can't learn the miyuchadin shebishoftecha from the zekene, because if that were the case, then you would just use that, and you wouldn't use anything else here. So therefore, the answer in the end, he learns miyuchadin shebishoftecha just like Rabbi Shimon did from vishoftecha, but he darshins the extra vav to teach you there's also extra people involved. In other words, it's both, right? Because the whole thing was Rabbi Shimon said, I need vishoftecha to teach us some other halacha because vishoftecha I don't use for the count. So now, and in the end, Rabbi Yehuda does need vishoftecha to teach you miyuchadin shebishoftecha just like Rabbi Shimon did, but he adds the extra vav comes to teach you that it also includes how many people and not just what type of people, right? It's like kamut and echut. It's not just, right, what type of people, it's also how many. And then, obviously, we're going to answer now for Rabbi Shimon, vav lo mashmalei, right? He doesn't darshan vavs. We've seen this before. There's some people who darshan extra letters, extra things. He doesn't darshan that. Okay. Now we're going to have other drashot on the Egla Rufa. Ela me'ata, so now they're going to ask a question. They're going to say, I skipped these words in parentheses. They're in parentheses, we don't need to read them. Parentheses means you take it out. If it's brackets, and it's parentheses means it was written in the text, but it was, you know, they stuck it in by accident, or at least so the printer now thinks, right, that it doesn't belong here. If it's brackets, it means it wasn't in, but it should be in. Right? And that's all because the printer printed whatever text they had. It wasn't necessarily that they checked it well enough, and there's mistakes. Ela me'ata, v'yatzu. Now, there's other verbs that seem to include more actions, and therefore, seemingly, it should include more people. Ela me'ata, v'yatzu shnayim, umadidu shnayim. Okay, this isn't exactly the most perfect question. Just means because it says then they went out, it sounds like, oh, maybe another two people went out. And umadidu, another two people measured, meaning maybe altogether we need nine and not just five or three. So now they say, right, so now they're saying, L'Rabbi Yehuda, harei kan tisha, this would make nine. L'Rabbi Shimon, harei kan shiva, this would make seven, because you add another four. So they say, no, v'yatzu umadidu, come to teach you other halachot, which we're going to find in a braita. Hahu mebaile l'chiditanya, v'yatzu, hein v'lo shluchehen. Okay, you can't, they actually, the Zkenim themselves, the people that come out of the Sanhedrin HaGdolah, have to go themselves, okay, and go to the dead body. Uma didu, to measure. Shafu, right, they're the ones who have to go out and measure. But from the word to measure, what do we learn? Shafilu nimtza ba'aliyah la'ir hayu modidin. Shemitzvah la'asok b'medida. If you find this body, and right, what do they say? You have to measure the closest city. So now what do they learn from here? Even if it's obvious which city is closest, you still need to measure. There's a special mitzvah to do the midida. Okay. Now they're going to go off on a different thing. Matnitin, our Mishnah, clearly, Deloke Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, clearly doesn't match the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ditanya, because here's a braita where he darshins something else. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, Zikenecha zos Sanhedrin. Shoftecha ze melech bekohen gadol. Okay, now what do we see? It's not just the Sanhedrin that goes out, right, the way our Mishnah said it. Right? They said three from the Beit HaGadol of Yerushalayim, or five. He says, no, no, no. Zikenecha means the Sanhedrin. But Shoftecha comes to teach you, Melech and Kohen have to go out. How do we get that from Shoftecha? Melech tichtiv, Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. Okay, so you say Melech does mishpat. So therefore, the word Shoftecha can refer to a Melech. Kohen gadol, tichtiv ubata ela kohanim aleviyim ve'ela shofet asher yeh bayamim ahem. Okay, this is by Zakeh Mamre, which is, we're going to talk about him in a minute, so I'll give you some background. That's he's a dayan in a Beit Din, and he teaches something, and people come and say the other dayanim disagree with him, and he insists on his opinion, and they bring him to the Beit Din HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim and to the Sanhedrin HaGdola, where there's 71, and they say to him, you know, they bring up their thing, he brings up his thing, and if the Sanhedrin rules against him, and then he goes home and teaches his old way, and he doesn't do what the Beit Din says, he gets killed. Because he's basically defying the authority of the Beit Din. Okay, this is a very interesting sugya we'll get to when we get to Sanhedrin. But that's the basics of it. So now you see, the where do they go to? They go to the Kohanim HaLeviim Ve'ela Shofet Asher Yeh Bayamim Ahem. It's really, it's the Sanhedrin they go to. But it says there, the Kohanim and the Leviim and the Shofet. And it puts the Kohen in the same category as the Shofet. So therefore, they say it's the Shofet. The Shoftim refers to the Kohen Gadol also. It's just interesting to think about this, Egla Rufa, right? You're talking about the very highest people of the society, right? The Kohen, the Shofet, the Sanhedrin Agdola, and the Melech. They all go out themselves. And then it says, right, the Yetzuba Madidu, they actually have to do the work. They can't send messengers. It shows, right, responsibility. It's all about taking responsibility and who, right? It's almost interesting that it's here also in Sota. It's all about taking responsibility for your actions, right? And standing up there and, you know, either admitting to the truth or admitting to, you know, that you're not guilty. But it's about taking responsibility. Ibai Elihu. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, b'melech b'kohen gadol hu depalig, aval b'sanhedre, ikar Rabbi Yehuda, ikar Rabbi Shimon, sphira Elihu, lei? When Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, what did he say? The Melech, the Kohen, and the Sanhedrin go out, right? Now, when he says the Sanhedrin, what does he mean? Does he mean three people from the Sanhedrin? Does he mean five people from the Sanhedrin? In other words, and then he matches one of the two opinions that we already know. Or, Odilma b'Sanhedre nami palig. Adiika kula Sanhedre. Maybe he means the whole Sanhedrin has to come out. All 71 of them. Okay? In other words, maybe, obviously he disagrees with them because he thinks the Melech and the Kohen also have to go. And they thought it was just this three or five. But the question is, when he says the Sanhedrin, does he at least match up to one of their opinions, either three or five? Or, because it doesn't say how many of the Sanhedrin. Or does he mean the entire Sanhedrin? So now we're going to try to figure this out. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Tashma, let's learn from here. Mitza'an Zakeh Mamre, Abe Page. Now, if you remember, what I said about the Zakeh Mamre is he has to go to the Sanhedrin Agdola. Okay, and it says, "Asher, you know, b'makom asher yivchar Hashem," meaning in the Beit HaMikdash, they sat in the Lishkat HaGazit. We saw that, right? It's right in between where the Azara is, where the Azara starts. And okay, so now, what if he finds them in Beit Pagi? Okay, which seems to be on the border of the city of Jerusalem. Okay, they weren't in their spot. Vihimra alehen, and then he rebels against them. You know, he does his thing there. Yachol tehe hamra'ato hamra'a. Would this count as a Zakeh Mamre if they judged him outside of the Sanhedrin Agdola? Tamulamar v'kam tavalita el ha-makom. Milamech ha-makom goreim. Okay? What does it mean? It means that the place is important. That if they ruled against him outside of the Beit HaMikdash, he's not a Zakeh Mamre. Meaning, if he goes and teaches, they can't go against what they said. You know, if they had a judgment at Beit Pagi and not in the Sanhedrin itself, in the Beit HaMikdash, then what would happen? If he would go back and teach his thing against what they said, he wouldn't get killed. Okay? Not a din of a zakeh mamre. So now, what do we learn from here? Dinafu kama, how many of them went out of the Sanhedrin here? Ilema dinafu miktsatan, dil mahanach diika gavai, kavate sfira lehu. If only some of them went out, it could be that the ones that are inside still hold like him. El pshita dinafu kulu. It must be, therefore, that everybody went out. Ulamai, and then if so, it must be that he found the entire Sanhedrin outside. So if he finds the entire Sanhedrin outside, lemai, what were they doing outside? Ilidvar rishu mimatsu nafke v'haktiv. Okay, now we're going to say, we're going to learn here that the Sanhedrin is not allowed to all leave for a dvar reshut. Okay, and the first assumption they have is, clearly it was the entire Sanhedrin he met in Beit Pagi. So if that's the case, what were they doing there? Dvar reshut, they're not allowed to all leave. How do we know this? Because there's a pasuk, v'haktiv. Okay, it's a pasuk from Shir HaShirim. Sharerech agan hasahar, al yachsar ha, I think it's mazeg, right? Or mezeg?
Mazeg.
Okay. So now, what does this mean? This teaches you, okay, this is a drasha on this pasuk. The agana sahar is a tool that's in the shape of a half moon, okay? So, what was the half moon? That was how the Sanhedrin sat, okay? So it's saying that when you have the Sanhedrin, this half moon, the way they sat in this semicircle, al yachsar hamezeg, they can't be short the amount that it takes to do the, they can't be short, I'm not sure if it's one third or two thirds. In other words, they split it into thirds because that's how the mazeg is the tarkiz, the concentrated wine. That was how their wine was. And they would mix it with two parts water and one part wine. And they're saying, wait, 1 second, how do they translate it? Which one? The two thirds of it can't be missing, I think. You can't be missing two thirds of it. Okay? So you always have to, I think it's that you always have to have at least a third there. I think that's the assumption. That it can't be chaser ham, right? That's the mezeg is the one third amount. So you can't be missing one third of the Sanhedrin, okay? They all have to be, you have to have, oh, at all times, at least 23, okay? A third of the amount. So now, right, it's around 23. It's not exactly, it doesn't split into thirds exactly. So someone has to go out, right? Someone has to deal with something. They're allowed to go as long as there's always 23 people inside. So therefore, it couldn't be that they were all in Beit Pagi, right, for Dvar HaRashut. So what could they have been there? Ah, elapshita l'dvar mitzvah. So what dvar mitzvah lemai? Lav l'midat egla, right? What other possible mitzvah could have caused all the Sanhedrin to go out of the Sanhedrin? Must have been egla rufa. And here, what do you see? The Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right? That it's according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, this source, that all of the Sanhedrin went out. Amr le'abaye lo. No, that's not necessarily the case. Dilma lehosifa le'ir ba'al-azarot. It could be they were going out to add on to the city of Jerusalem or add on to the Azara. What does this mean? Kedetnan, like the Mishnah says, Amos hifinela yirva lazarot, ela bebedin shel shavim ve'chad. If you want to add on to the borders of Jerusalem or onto the borders of the Har HaBayit, what's the issue? Where you can eat kochi kochim or kochim kalim, right? Kochi kochim can only be eaten within the Azara, and kochim kalim only in the borders of the city. If they want to expand the borders and make them kadosh, you need the whole Sanhedrin to do it. So it could be that's what they were doing in Beit Pagi. Now, obviously, if they were in Beit Pagi, they weren't being Mosif on the Azarot, they were being Mosif on Yerushalayim, because it was on the border of the city of Jerusalem. Okay. Therefore, we can't prove anything. Tanya kavate to Rav Yosef. Now we're going to have a braita that supports Rav Yosef about this din of Zakeh Mamre. Mitza'ana be'pagi v'imra lehem kigon she'etzu l'mididat. And sorry, this is going to support, not what he said, it's going to support the fact that he tried to use this as a proof that the whole Sanhedrin goes out for Egla Rufa, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because here it says, specifically, why were they out there? Kigon she'etzu l'mididat Egla o lohosifa le'ir v'al azarot. If they were out there dealing with the Egla Rufa, oh, here you have it. The whole Sanhedrin would have gone out for the Egla Rufa. Okay, and then, again, the Braita just continues. It's the same ending. It just added that one phrase there. Okay. Now we're going to other halachot that were in the Mishnah. Nimtza tamum begal o taloi be'ilan. If you found it hidden under rocks, okay, a pile of rocks, or, right, the body was under a pile of rocks, or it was hanging on a tree, what did we say? There's no din of egla rufa. Lema matnitim Rabbi Yehuda hi velo Rabbanan. Maybe we should say that our Mishnah is only according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbanan. Where are we going to see this? Titania, they have a machloka when it comes to the din of shechecha. What's shechecha? If you're in the field and you're cutting and you forget something behind, then, right, you have to leave it for the poor people. So now we're going to learn that there's a machloket about what happens if you left something that was hidden. Is that shechecha? Or do you say, no, it's hidden, it wasn't shechecha, okay? It's not part of the din of shechecha. On this, there's a machloket. And they want to say that maybe that's the same thing going on here. That our Mishnah matches the person who says that there's no din of shechecha by tamun. And likewise, there'd be no din of egla arufa by tamun. Lema manitim Rabbi Yehuda hivalo rabanan detanya. V'shachachta omer basadeh. Okay, if you look at the sheet, I brought you the whole pasuk. It's the last thing on the sheet here. It's from Dvarim Perek Kaftal pasuk yutet. Ki tiktsur ktsircha basadeh mitzadcha. We're going to darshan this also. While you're doing the ktsira on your sadeh. V'shachachta omer basadeh. You left over a bundle in your field. Okay, lo tashuv l'kachto, etc. Okay, you shouldn't pick it up again. It's left for the poor people. So now, v'shachachta omer basadeh. Now they say, prat l'tamun divrei Rabbi Yehuda. He says this comes to exclude something that's hidden. Okay, it's basadeh, meaning out in the open in the field, as opposed to something that's hidden. The chachamim omrim besadeh, no, besadeh dafka says the opposite. It's in the field, doesn't matter whether it's hidden or not. L'rabotetat tamun, he says the exact opposite. It comes to include the tamun. So now the assumption is that this must be the same machloket in our mission. Now our mission doesn't say it's a machloket. Our mission just says if it's tamun, you don't do egla rufa. So they're saying that matches Rabbi Yehuda, who says you don't do tamun, right? Shechecha doesn't apply to tamun. And likewise, egla rufa doesn't apply to tamun, whereas chachamim would disagree. But now they say no. Amar Rav, Rav says no. Afilu tema rabbanan. You can even say rabbanan. They would agree in our case. And then, right, that's always when you bring something from some other situation, what are you going to say? Hachamein yana dekra, v'hatamein yana dekra. Each one has its own specific context. And therefore, it's different. Okay, now why? Dichtiv. What does it say? Ki yimatze halal. Okay, ba'hecha dimishtakach ba'adama. Right, where would you find the halal? On the adama. Prat l'tamun. So, it sounds like, when it says ki yimatze halal, it sounds like any kind of halal. So when it comes to say ba'adama, it must mean to exclude something, right? In other words, it says when it's found, right? It will be found. Be found could sound like from anywhere. So when it says ba'adama, it must come to say different from here. We just kind of included everything. Now we're going to exclude, okay? That's what Chachamim would say in that case. But in the other place, v'hatamein yana dekra dechtiv, ki tiktsur ktsircha basadeh, v'shachachta omer. So now what do they say here? Shechecha dumia de katsir. Shechecha is compared to katsir because it talks about, right, katsircha, and then it says shachachta. Ma katsir begaloi, av shechecha begaloi. The katsir, you only cut things that you see, not things that are hidden. So therefore, first the pasuk seems to include only things that are visible. Therefore, katav rachmana basadeh, when it adds the word, right, ki tiktur ktsircha, sounds like it's saying only things that you would cut, meaning things you would see. But when it says basadeh, that comes for what purpose now, right? To exclude, okay? I'm sorry, to include, right? To include what was excluded before, lirabot et hatamun. Okay, so now they basically, what they say is, right, the drasha always comes to do the opposite of what it seemed like from the pasuk. So each pasuk had a different context. One seemed to include everything, and then it's going to come and exclude. So therefore, what they're trying to say is the chachamim could agree in theory with the din in our Mishnah. Just because by shechecha they include what's hidden, but in our case they might exclude it. Okay, we don't really know for sure, but they might. So now they say l'Rabbi Yehuda nami. So what did we say? Where did Rabbi Yehuda learn that it excludes? Right, we said v'shachachta omer basadeh. If you look at the chart, I actually crossed it out because we're going to cross it out in a second. We're going to reject this. It says v'shachachta omer basadeh, and they say that comes to exclude something that's hidden. So now they say it's not really great proof, right? So why don't you just use the better proof that we just used a second ago, which is The Rabbi Yehuda Nami tepukle mishichacha dumia de katsir. Why don't we say, just like Chachamim said, before they got to the second part of the pasuk, what did they say? The shichcha is just like the katsir, meaning just like the katsir is only begaloi, also the shichcha would only be begaloi, and then don't go to the second part, right, which is basadeh comes to include. So therefore, why don't you say that that's his proof? So they say, inachinami, you're right, that is his proof. Okay, meaning we're rejecting the shachachta omer basadeh pralat amun. We're saying, no, really, he learned it from the beginning, first few words of that pasuk, ki tiksor ksir cha basadeh. Right? In other words, there's the comparison between shicha and katsir. Ve'ela basadeh lamali. So according to him then, what do you need basadeh? Because basadeh is now not teaching you pralat amun. What do you do with that word? Mibayle lirabot shichachat kama. It's not just if you cut the bundles and they're already bundled up and then you forgot them. It's also if you left something over and you didn't cut it at all. Okay? That would be included. And that's why it says basadeh. Basadeh comes to include things that you left there that you didn't cut at all. Rabbanan shichachat kama menalehu. Where does he learn it from? If he doesn't have the word basadeh, right? Basadeh, he already said, was to include the tamun. So nafkalehu michitik tzur ktzir chabasadeh. He learns it from the words kitik tzur ktzir chabasadeh. That means, right, even things that you didn't yet cut. And that's while you're doing the katsir and you leave something, meaning, right, even if you didn't cut it. Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with this? Mibayle lechid Rabbi Abahu amar Rabbi Lazar. Damar Rabbi Abahu amar Rabbi Lazar. Prat leshit safu omarim letoch sadeh chavero. He uses kitik tzork tzircha to teach you that it excludes someone who's, let's say you have these bundles and they blew over into your friend's field. Okay? So those are excluded from the word basadeh, right? Because it's kitik tzork tzircha bisadcha. He darshins bisadcha to tell you in your field, not in your friend's field. So if they blew into someone else's field, you're patur. Rabbanan, so where do Rabbanan learn it? Because they're using this bisadeh to teach you, right? They need that to teach you l'rabot ha-tatamun. So where do they learn it from? Mi basadeh bisadcha. Okay, they use it for, they say, oh, there's two parts. You can darshan sadeh for one thing and sadcha for something else. Rabbi Yehuda, basadeh basadcha lo mashmalei. He doesn't, right, he doesn't darshan that extra chafsofit. Okay, right, which we've seen before. By Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay, we've talked about Rabbi Yirmiyah. He always asks these nunniki questions. Here's another one. Safu omarim l'toch sadehu. Okay, in case you didn't believe me, okay, we'll keep pointing it out every time we say it. Safu omarim l'toch sadehu mahu. What if his bundles flew up into the airspace, right, of his, into his own field, and they're like not on the ground anymore. They're not in the field. So mahu, avir sadeh kisadeh dami, because they're in the airspace of his field, does that count as his field? Olav kisadeh dami, or no, it has to be actually on the field. Amar le Rav Kahana le Rav Papi, v'amar le Rav Kahana le Rav Zvid. Rav Kahana said to someone, either Rav Papi or Rav Zvid, tishu lehmi to Rabbi Avahu. Why do we learn it from Rabbi Avahu? I'm remembering Rabbi Elazar. What did he say? Damar, pralashit tzafu omarin l'toch sadeh chavero. What does it seem to imply? That if tzafu, until you're, friend's field is patur, it sounds like, tzafu into your own field would be chayav, right? De chaveroim l'toch sadehu lo. And they say, wait, but l'tamech l'toch sadeh chavero, according to what you're saying, if you're really going to be specific about what he said, what does it sound like here? When are you patur if it's in your friend's field? Only if it blew over into there, right? L'toch sadeh chavero tzafu in munachim lo. But if you placed it in your friend's field and then left it there, then you'll be chayv in shechecha. V'ha b'inan bisadcha, but doesn't it say in the pasuk your own field, v'leika, and that's not the case. So what do they say? Ela l'toch sadeh chavero v'afilu munachim. V'hai de ka'amur tzafu delo mishkacha le'ela b'tzafu. In other words, the tzafu there, don't darshan the tzafu specifically. It's not just because it blew there. Why did they say it blew into your friend's field? Because that's the most natural way it's going to end up in your friend's field. Usually you wouldn't put it into your friend's field. So therefore, it's just giving like a typical case, and therefore you can't darshan from there that that Safu into your own field would be chayav in shechecha, right? In other words, you can't say, well, since it blew into there and it's patur, but if it blew into your own field, it would be chayav. No, because you can't darshan anything from that. Safu was just said there. Well, really, the issue is your friend's field versus your field, but it doesn't teach you anything about what if it blew into your own field. What's that? Tashma, let's learn it from here. Omer sheikh zikbo leholichol la'ir. Let's say you take a bundle and you go to bring it to the city. Okay? Your hichzikbo, you took it in your hand, you go to bring it to the city. Binichu al gabe chavero. And you put it on top of another bundle. Okay? So now again, what's the issue? It's in the airspace, but it's not on the field itself. Okay? Vishachichu. And you forgot. Okay? Hatachton, you forgot them both. Hatachton shichicha. V'ha'alyon eino shichecha. Okay, that's Tanakami. He says the bottom one is shichecha, but the top one is not shichecha because why? Right, it's not on the field itself. It's on top of something. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Shimon, shnehem einam shichecha. Okay, they're both not shichecha. Why? Hatachton mipneshu tamun, v'ha'alyon mipneshu tzaf. The bottom one is not shichecha because it's hidden. Ah, right, like we saw before. And the top one isn't because it's floating. And that's not good. Akan, now the Brita says about this. Akan lo plige ela b'tachton. Really, the machloket is only about the bottom one. Okay? Aval be'elyon divrei hakol lo havishechecha. Everybody agrees that the elyon is not shechecha. So what do you see? That saf is not shechecha. So they say, no, shane hatan, this whole case is different. Why? Kevan de'ichzik ba zachabe. What was the case? He took it in his hand first, and then he put it down. Once he took it in his hand, he was machzikbo. He showed that he cared. What's shechecha? It was something you didn't really care about, right? You forgot about it. Here, you didn't forget about it. You were in a later stage. You did hold it in your hand. You touched it. You picked it up. You already, that's why it doesn't have a din of shechecha, not having anything to do with this saf. So then, ihachi ma irial gabe chavero, afilu b'sadenami. Then why did it have to give this example of it was on top of its friend, right? It was on top of the other one, because even if it was in the field, it would also not have this deal. And that's, it doesn't matter whether it was stop or not. It's a weird case then. So they say, inachinami, you're right. It could have given a case like that. V'hai de katani al gabe chavero, mishum tachton. The reason it says it was on another one was told you because they wanted to teach you the din of the tachton. Right, that it's considered tamu. V'ha mipneshu tzaf kamar. But wait a minute. But you're trying to say this has nothing to do with tzaf. But look at the words. What did the words say? If you remember, he says mishum Rabbi Shimon shneim enam shechecha. Hatachton mishum mipneshu tamu. V'ha'alyon mipneshu tzaf. It specifically says it's because it's floating, right? And therefore, you can't say that it doesn't have anything to do with it. So what do they answer? Ema mipneshu kitzaf. Meaning it has the same laws as something that's tzaf, but not that it's actually tzaf, and that's why, right? Really, it's patur because you were machzikbo. But it has a din like tzaf, and what do you learn from here? That tzaf is patur. Okay? Then you actually get to the conclusion that tzaf is patur, even though that's not the reason this one's patur. But it's saying this one's patur because it's machzikbo. But it's like a din of one that would be tzaf. Okay. Amar Abai. Hareni kiben azai b'shukei tveria. Okay, this is like he's just saying this phrase. I'm like ben azai who darshan in shukei tveria. Okay, he's saying, today I'm really clear-headed, like the way ben azai was when he used to teach in shukei, in the shuk of tveria. Amar le'ahu rabbanan labai. Shnei chalalim zel gabeze. Mehechan hu moded. If you have two chalalim, one on top of the other, where do you start measuring from? Do you say, Mim bimino habe tamun, umim bimino lo habe tzaf, ume elyon mode. We're going to have three options here. Okay, now, the issue here is going to be, if you have two things that are the same, one on top of the other, okay, soon we're going to compare this to the Omarim case, okay, we're going to try to learn it from the Omarim case, where there were two things that were the exact same thing, one on top of the other. Okay, we're going to see maybe there's a difference between something on top of something else. What did we see? If there was a gal of avanim on top of the dead person, those are two different things, right? As opposed to a dead body on top of a dead body, which are the same thing. So if you have two things that are the same, one on top of the other, two dead bodies, do we say that min bimino is tamun, even though it's buried in something that's exactly the same, it's still considered buried, in which case what would happen? right? One second. Umin b'minyo lo havetzach. We have two issues here. If, right, what did we say? That there's no law of egla arufa if it's tamun, and there's no law of egla arufa if it's talui b'ilan, right, or tzapa p'nei amayim. So now they're going to say here, if we have these two dead bodies, one on top of the other, do we say, well, the bottom one's patur because it's tamun, and the top one's patur because it's tzaf, right? Or maybe one is patur because of tamun, and the other is chayav mishum tzaf. So we're going to say, how do we treat this min b'mino? Because they're both the same. Do we say, min b'mino can cover one up over the other, but min b'mino is not tzaf, but it's because it's on top of another dead body, which is on top of the ground, it's as if it's on the ground. Ume el yom moded, and therefore, which is the dead body that we're concerned with? The top one. So we're going to start the measuring from the top body. Odilma, or do we say no? Min b'mino havetzaf, one on top of the other, even though they're the same. The elyon is considered tzaf, and therefore it doesn't have a din of egla rufa. Umin b'mino lo have tamun, but it doesn't. It's not considered for the laws of tamun that it's covering the other one. So therefore, what are we going to do? Mitachton moded. O dilma, or maybe min b'mino have tamun, umin b'mino have tzaf. It's both tamun and it's tzaf. V'lo mitachton moded, v'lo elyon moded, and we have no din of egla rufa here at all. Do you follow all three options? Okay, what do we do? So Amar Leh, Tani Tua, why don't we learn it from this case of Omer Sheikh Zikvo, L'holicho La'ir, V'nicho Agabei Chaviro V'shachecho, HaTachton Shechecha V'hal Yoneino Shechecha. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda Omer Mishim Rabbi Shimon, Shnehem Enam Shechecha. HaTachton Mipnei Shehu Tamun V'hal Yon Mipnei Shehu Tzaf. So now we're going to say, what did they think from this? Savrua, when they wanted to learn it from here, what did they think? Dehane Tznai Ki Rabbi Yehuda Sfira Leh. Both Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon held like Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? That, remember this? Damar basadeh prat letamun. Right? He thought the tamun is patur. Okay? So they both agreed that the bottom one was patur bishum tamun. And my la bahakami palge. Isn't this the machloket? Damar savar. They all agree that tamun is excluded, but what's the machloket? Min b'mino have tamun, umar savar min b'mino lo have. Sorry, it doesn't say those words, but mar savar lo have tamun. Okay, now maybe the machloket is yes, in general, tamun is patur, but the question here is this a din of tamun or not? Because we have two of the same thing, and that maybe that's the machloket between them, and then that would teach us about our case. That depending on who you hold like, that will teach us whether one dead body on top of another dead body has a din of tamun or not. And they say lo, because ikir Rabbi Yehuda sfirale. That's not the case. They don't both hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Dekule alma. If that was the case, dekule alma min b'mino have tamun. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, they don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because everybody holds min b'mino is tamun. Okay, there is a din of tamun when you have the same thing on top of the other one. V'ha'cha b'plukta d'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan kami palge. Their machloket is all about, it's exactly the machloket. Is tamun patur, is tamun included? D'Rabbanan k'Rabbanan, v'Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda k'Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, in other words, everybody matches up. Chachamim l'chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, you say, no, the machloket is about, is tamun shechecha or is it not shechecha? And that's what they're arguing about. I'hachi my irial gabe chavero. Afilu ba'afaru b'tzurunami. So if that's the case, the min b'mino is the same din of tamun, then why did they bring a case of min b'mino? Why didn't they just bring a case of afar or tzur or something like that that was covering it? In achinami, they could have. Ulahodiyacha kocho de Rabbi Yehuda. Da'amar afilu min b'mino havi tamun. The whole reason why they brought this was to teach us mamash l'chidush that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is still considered tamun. In other words, they wanted to specifically bring an example of min b'mino to teach you the chidush, that according to him, min b'mino is tamun. And therefore excluded, right? Even if it's the same thing, buried under the same thing. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to have other drashot about exclusions to the din of Egla Rufa. Halal. Now it says a halal. Now what is a halal? A halal is someone who is killed by... I think the translation is like a metal implement. That's how they understand. A sharp metal instrument. Okay? So halal comes to exclude velo chanuk, not someone who is strangled. Halal velo miparper, not someone who they find, now this is a good machloket about what this means, but they find him goses, right? He's about to die. He's not actually dead. So what's the issue here? What do you mean? But what if when he dies, is he chayav in egla rufa at that point? Right. Obviously, someone who's goses is eventually going to die. So the Yerushalmi says, no, the issue is, if he's goses right now, you can't do egla rufa because maybe he'll come back to life, right? Maybe he won't actually die. But when he actually dies, obviously then he has a din of egla rufa. But some say, not like the Yerushalmi, that if you find him when he's goses, even if he dies, ultimately, while you're there, it doesn't have a din of egla rufa because it's all ki yimatzei chalal b'sadeh. When you find it and it's dead. When you find it and it's still alive, the whole din of egla rufa doesn't apply at all. Okay, so there's an interesting machloket about that. Ba'adama, in the ground, below tamun, begal, right? And not buried under, right? You found it on the ground rather than buried under something. Nofel, right, that it fell, below taloi be'ilan, and not that it's hanging in the sky or hanging in a tree. Basadeh, below tzafa p'nemayim, right? Some of these we already knew. Rabbi Elazar omer bekulan imaya chalal orfim. He disagrees and he says, in all these cases, if it's hanging on a tree or tzafa p'nei amayim, as long as it was a halal, meaning it was killed by some sort of metal implement, then you do the din of egla rufa. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, there's a brayta that says, that Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda said this, that Amrulo, the Rabbi Elazar, there was a back and forth between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim. They said to him, Iyata modesh imaya chanuk umutal ba'ashpa she'en orfin, alma chalav alo chanuk. Don't you agree that if it was strangled and sitting in a garbage dump that you wouldn't do egla rufa? So therefore, you must darshan all these other things, chalav alo chanuk, etc. So hachanami, therefore you should also darshan ba'adama velo tamum. Velo tamum begal, nofeo velo taloi be'ilam, basadeh velo tzafo panem al gabe amayim. So what do they say? No. V'Rabbi Elazar, chalal yeter aktiv. He darshins not halal to mean velo chanuk. He darshins, it has to be killed by a metal instrument because halal appears multiple times there. So it's not like he has this sidra of each word darshin something else. No, he thinks you need those words for the pshat. But the extra halal that appears elsewhere in the section comes to teach you that it has to be killed by a metal instrument. And therefore, implement. And therefore, he only darshins that, and he doesn't darshin the whole slew of other things. Okay? Nimtza samuch l'svar, o l'ir sherubav de kochavim. What if you find near the border, or near the border of the city? Oh, right, then it's not outside the city. Or an ear that's mostly of de kochavim. Dechtiv ki matzei prat l'matzoi. It says, if it's found, rather than something that's there already, right? It's already in your face, it's already in the city. O l'ir she'em ba beitin. Okay, what if it's a city that doesn't have Beit Din? Be'ina ziknat ir v'leka, right? Why is that excluded? Because you need this kinat ir to come, and you don't have that, right? Which we said is a Beit Din of 23. Eimo didim ela la'ir. So this is, right, Eimo didim ela la'ir.
Where there's a Beit Din.
Right. If there's no Beit Din in the city, so they don't measure to that city, they measure to the closest city that has a Beit Din. So they say, pshita. Right? That's obvious. Why did he tell us that? Kevan detana li'ir she'em ba'beitin, ani adana de'em odidin, ela li'ir she'esh la'beitin. Right? That's what's obvious, right? If it says you can't go to the city that doesn't have a beitin, obviously we're going to measure to the city that has a beitin. Ha kamash malan kedetanya. This comes to teach us what it says in the Braita. Minayin she'en nimsasa muh li'ir she'em ba'beitin, she'minichin ota umodidin li'ir she'en la'beitin. Tamu lamar v'lakhu zikne ha'ir ha'hi. Okay, so what do you see there? Ha'ir is unnecessary. It could have just said v'lakhuz kenim or something like that. So it says the word ha'ir extra to say mikol makom, any city. Okay, it doesn't just have to be the closest city. If you know, you might have thought that if there weren't kenim in that city, maybe you're pater. They're trying to say no. Ha'ir comes to include even a city that, even you know, any city that has a beitin. Okay, nimtza mechuvan ben shtei ayarot. Okay, what if it's exactly between two cities? Shtehem mebiot shtei eglot. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, they bring two egla rufas, each city. Ve'ein Yerushalayim mebiya egla rufa. There's no din of egla rufa by the city of Jerusalem. We'll see why soon. Nimtza rosho b'makom echad v'gufo b'makom echad. Okay, here's an interesting one. The head is in one place, the body's in another place. Where do you measure from, the head or the body? Well, machloket. Molichin harosh etzel aguf. You move the head to the body and you measure from there. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva omer haguf etzel harosh. You move the goof to the head and you measure from there. Ma'ayin ayu modidim. Now, what if, right, you have the whole body. From which part of the body do you measure, right? This is like your nitpicky halacha stuff, right? In other words, What if there's a bit of a difference, right? One city's closer to this part of his body, and one city's closer to that part of his body. So, me'ayin yimo didim, Rabbi Elazar omer mitiburo, from his navel, Rabbi Akiva omer michotamo, from his nose, where he breathes from. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer mimakom shenasa chalal mitzavaro, from his neck, the place that actually he got killed from. Actually, there's logic to that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. My tama de Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that? That here we're talking about the molechim habrosh etzalaguf, I think, right?
No. Why does each one have to bring?
Why does each city have to bring? Right. Kasavar efshar letzamtzem ukrova vaafilu krovot. Okay. Here's this halacha about efshar letzamtzem. Can you be exactly midayek in your measurements? In other words, what's the issue? If you can't be exacting in your measurements, then the assumption is one of them is closer than the other. We just can't know for sure. And then you might have an issue. But what he says is you can be exact in your measurements. We've seen this before in other cases. Can we assume that we're exact in our measurements? In which case, if both are exactly the same, then they're both chayavot. Okay?
He's in Eruvin.
In Eruvin, we saw it, yeah. Okay, so lost my place. Okay. It has to be in a place where you inherit. It didn't belong to anyone's shevet, right? Because it was partly in Binyamin, partly in Yehuda, and therefore it's not. It wasn't nachala lirishta. Nimtza rosho b'makom. B'may kamipalge. What's their machloket? Ilem alinya medida kamipalge. Hamid katane sefa me'en yumodidim. Michlal deresha lo b'medida askinan. Okay, so now they're saying if you're talking about measuring, so it says from where did they measure, right? So it sounds like Dereisha lo b'medida askinan, right? The end of the Mishnah sounds like it was all about the measurements from the navel or from the nose or from the neck, but the rosho and the body didn't necessarily sound like it's talking about measuring because the last one was talking about measuring. So Amar b'Yitzhak b'mei mitzvah kana mikomo kamipalke. The machloket is about a mei mitzvah. Is he kone mikomo v'hachi kamar likovro kana mikomo v'hechan dinimtza rosho v'gupfo b'makom acher molichina rosh etzal aguf to ver b'leazer Rabbi Kiva omer haguf etzal arosh. Okay, the din of a mei mitzvah is that he gets buried wherever he is found. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to, you know, we're already bothering people to deal with his burial, so the halacha is he gets buried wherever he's found. And therefore, the issue is, when it comes to the place, right, so din mei mitzvah kana mekomo, and what if his body is in, right, a different place from his head? So there's a machloket about whether you move the head to the body or you move the body to the head. That's what the issue is. This has nothing to do with the measuring. This is just an issue of, right, he's clearly a mei mitzvah for this case because nobody's there to bury him, the Egla Rufa, right? We find his body, nobody's dealing with it. So that's the machloket. It doesn't have to do with the measuring. Okay? So now they're saying, what's the basis of the machloket between them? Mar savar gufei biduch tenafil. That the goof fell in its place, and the resha did not have nafil, and the head, you know, flew off. Umar sevar resha hecha denafil nafil. The head must be where he was actually killed, and gufuhu derahit azil. In other words, it must have been the body that was flung. It's all about, right? Really, they're arguing over what the reality was. Nobody knows what the reality was, but what would happen if a body gets, you know, killed with the, and part of the body gets thrown, which part would get thrown? That's what the machloket is about. Very pleasant machloket. Okay. Me'ayin hayumo didim. We'll try to finish to the Mishnah. I know we're a little over on time today. Me'ayin hayumo didim b'maykam iflagay mar savar ikachiyuta ba'ape. Right, the breath is the real issue of life. This is very, right, it's very interesting in terms of life and, you know, what part of your body, where the Ikar chiyuta is. Umar savar ikar chiyuta b'tibure. It's in the navel. Lema kihane t'nai. Mehechan avlad notzar. Merosho. Right? Where does the embryo get started? Here, one opinion says merosho. V'cheinu omer mime'emo ata מאימו אתה גוזי בחת תילתו תמיד, ואומר גזי נזרחה והשליחי, meaning it's from the head where you breathe, basically from the nose. אבא שאול אומר מטיבורו, ומשלח שרשו ואילך, ואילך ואילך, that umishlach shosho elach ve'elach. This is no, sorry, it's mishalech shosho elach ve'elach. In other words, he starts at the tiburo and then the rest of his body, right? It's from the navel and then from there, right? You can imagine why they get to the navel from the
umbilical cord.
Thank you, the umbilical cord.
Also says that
okay.
Digestion as the root of all.
Okay, digestion. So this afilu tema abba shaul, you could say even abba shaul would agree in our case. Because Akan lo kamar Abba Shaul el inyan ha-yitzira. Dechi mitzar vla mi mitziate mitzar, right? Maybe what he's talking about, though, only relates to an embryo. That's the issue. When a baby's formed, that's how he's formed. Aval inyan chiyuta, but when it comes to once someone's living and breathing, right? Tkulei alma ba'apehu, it's clearly they're breathing. Dechtiv kol asher nishmat ruach chayim ba'apav. Okay? Rabbi Lezer ben Yaak, so maybe it's not the machloket. It's not the same machloket. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov omer mimakam shenasa chalal mitzavaro. My time is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, dichtiv, latet otach el tzavarei chalalei rishaim. Okay? Which implies, when it says it's close to the chalal, it's the tzavarei chalal. That's what they're talking about, the necks of the chalalim in that pasuk. So therefore, chalal in our case must be the necks. Okay? And that's why he says the necks. Okay. We'll end here. Like I said, there's no shir tomorrow. We will pick up on Sunday. Okay?